All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is an announcement. So, I've been through a lot of shit lately. My job's cutting hours, I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna do to kind of fill the gap here, and basically, I have decided that I'm going to try Fansly out. Now, Fansly, and of course you hear that crazy clown world music, right? Fansly is a place mostly for, let's be honest, thoughts. It's like OnlyFans. But they allow adult content, and by that I mean games. So I can actually play some lewd games and some of the games that I have been playing. Here, of course, with the Not Safe for Work banner on BitChute, and of course, uncensored on MGTOW.TV. That is a privilege. You don't realize how many sites ban a lot of that content. So I'm really glad that Amr has a site that's just completely, you know, uncut. And to be fair, I looked at a lot of the stuff you can't really have on there. And some of it seems to refer to gaming. I'm not really sure. Because, of course, they say, you know, rape, of course, that cuts a lot of the rants out. Because that's a big thing in rants and a big thing in a lot of these other games. Of course, you know, they're just computer games. You know, we don't encourage anybody to actually rape or to harm anybody. You know, it's just like a non-con is what it's called. Which is a type of fetish, non-consensual, as a fetish, instead of it just being, you know, rape. Because there's a difference between non-con, where you're totally consenting to it, and rape, where you just go and, you know, do some horrible things to somebody. So, basically, that isn't incest, of course, you know a lot of these little, I'm your cousin, I'm your sister, I mean, it's bullshit. Now, obviously, on Fansly, they're talking about, like, real situations, like real people that may be connected. Again, I don't know if that goes for games. That's something I really want to talk with their staff about and see if we can kind of see eye to eye. Obviously, no bodily fluids. That means urine, vomit, and scat. That's going to relieve me editing a lot of older Starless videos that I do plan to get up there. However, they're just going to be more like BitChute style videos where I've actually, again, gone through the videos, and I won't be using that normal program I use. I'll have to do a lot of editing manually, which will take a lot more time, so videos won't go up there quite so much. But basically, what I want to do is bring a lot of the old videos back up there, and I'm not really even sure how I want to do it, because there's like this subscription thing, and I know they want people to make money, because that's the point, but I'm like, I don't really want people to have to subscribe to stuff they can find on other websites. Like, the videos are on BitChute, they're on MGTOW.TV, they're not on YouTube anymore, but there's still places they can go and watch them for free. So, I'm thinking, like, if they want to subscribe, like, I'll let them do it. Like, I mean, I can't stop them. But, I mean, I consider that more of a donation. Because I'm giving them stuff that, you know, will be still kind of posted on MGTOW.TV and BitChute, basically, for free. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And, of course, there's the situation where a lot of thoughts, a lot of the pictures that guys pay for, they've offered for free. So, I don't know. It feels wrong, but if somebody doesn't mind, if they're like, you know, this is how I support you, I understand your work is free, but I like it, and I want to keep it going, and I want to make sure that you can continue doing this kind of work, you know. Of course, we've got to talk about it. You know, my state did pass the adult ID law, and I don't know how that's going to affect me, but obviously if I am going to be an adult streamer or adult content creator, I'm going to have to give my ID to the government. I don't want to do that, but I don't have a choice. That's how that passed, because you have to make sure that the government in this state knows that you are over 18. I know there's a lot of people saying VPN, VPN, and yes, I do use the Brave browser, which comes with a VPN. So, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, I could just use Fansly on my Brave browser, you know, and see if maybe that would work and upload videos that way. But, you know, they have all the information because, you know, when you sign up for an adult site, you pretty much have to sign your fucking life away. Like, Fansly wanted my ID. They wanted a note with my ID showing my face in my handwriting. And then they wanted a video where I basically read the note with my, you know, handwriting and everything and showed the front and back of my ID. Like, they want a lot of stuff. And I completely understand why, because it's to keep minors off the website, which needs to happen. And I've got no problem giving that information to them, because, again, that is to get access so that I can make the content and hopefully get some sort of monetary compensation for it. Now, to be absolutely fair, Fansly offers a mainly streaming. This is going to sound kind of funny because we were talking about Lovence devices on the show, which you're going to get today because all that's going to be posted. But basically, the streamers will play these games and they are connected to the Lovence devices. So any tips or whatever actually make their Lovence devices go off. Yeah, it's kind of weird, right? So they get off to the game via the tips. I don't know how all of it works, but somebody was just kind of, you know, working me through and telling me how it works. I know Midnight Man is going to be on there, and I know a couple other people are going to be on there because it's something, you know, interesting. And it gives us an option because YouTube doesn't want us, and BitChute's played really nice with me, but I don't feel that they really want me there. Like, they're cool and they're nice about it and they've been very kind, but it just feels like they don't really want me there that much. And I try my best to, you know, kind of just make sure that, you know, again, people can find the videos. So I leave my Not Safe for Work open for just a little bit, but then I always, you know, put that bar back on there because I don't want to get the channel flagged again. So I've been doing a lot of things to try to keep this stuff, you know, the way it needs to be. But Fansly is an option, and yes, they do have guidelines. You know, I can't even show weapons. So, you know that one scene in Closed Game where Celicia... no, it's not Celicia. It's, whatever her damn name is. The sister. The sister puts the gun to the main character's head while they're having sex, and she shoots a few times. That I probably can't show on Fansly. Like, that's just some of the things. I don't know about action scenes. Like, you know, with Maggot Bates, there's a lot of shooting and fighting, and it says that violence isn't allowed. But what if violence... Pardon me. What if violence is part of the game? And I don't mean, like, you know, abusing somebody in a game. But I mean, it's a fight. Like, you're not just, you know, like, people that have read Maggot Bates, no, it's not just the sex. There's a story. There's fighting going on. There's people beating each other up and you know, really cool shit that happens. You know, is that going to be banned? Because it does say violence. And I'm like, well, you know, honestly, I obviously, if they're talking about violence, they may be referring to violence in, like, again, this is a site catered to mainly real people. So if you've got a video where you're harming somebody or somebody's harming you, that's obviously going to be inappropriate. You don't want to show that kind of stuff anyway. But in a computer game where, you know, you're reading a story that just happens to have violent scenes because it's, you know, an anime or a fight or anything like that, it's very confusing. Obviously, I don't know about Guro, but I'm probably not going to push that. I don't think excessive violence, even in a game, would be necessary. it's really confusing. Like, could I play Tokyo Necro there? It's really hard to say. But basically, the one person said, you know, the games that Twitch usually doesn't like, you can play there. And not surprisingly, a lot of the people on the Fansly also are on Twitch. So they play their safe for work games on there to kind of encourage people to play the not safe for work games. I've considered doing that, but it's so saturated. I don't want to feel like just another one of these Twitch streamers. I'm also fairly old and I don't have titties, so I mean that's another thing. It's not like I'm not the main audience. Or I'm not the main draw for that audience, rather. That main audience is probably either a bunch of either young men or fairly older men that are looking for a young, beautiful woman to play video games, pretend to play video games. Not saying that there aren't, you know, gamers on there, because there are still definitely people on there that are dedicated to playing video games, both male and female. But let's just be honest, when we're talking about a lewd game, or, you know, and when I mean lewd, I mean a game that has some sexy bits, but, you know, it's not too far and Twitch wouldn't just freak out. They're probably, you know, just trying to get people to get into the Fansly or the OnlyFans or the MyFans or, whatever. I mean, this is a new advent for me. I'm not sure how this is going to work out, and it may just kind of backfire. It may be a bad idea. I don't know. Because, you know, I want to do both the games that we do here. I want to do the Hentai Corner and the Uncanny Valley. I want to do them both on there, because there's fans of both those games. And we've already done full plays of being a dick with the sex scenes. We've done full plays of other games. And when I mean full plays, I mean as much as has been completed, which is a lot. There's, you know, 30-something videos in the Being a Dick, and City of Broken Dreamers is going up, and there's a lot of other videos, How to Fix the Future, you know, stuff like that. So there's a lot of different games for people to check out, and, you know, I want to get those videos uploaded soon. And I shouldn't have any issue at all with the AVNs. I don't know about How to Fix the Future, because that last one had a really rough domination scene, which I happen to love, but Fansly staff may not like so much, because they might consider it kind of abusive, even though she was given complete consent by her mistress, and she was watched. You know, the mistress did watch her and say, you know, I said you can do this, but you can't do that. And, you know, you listen to what he says. You know, it was all done very consensually. So I don't think there should be any issue, even though it was rather forceful because he did grab her by the throat. I don't know how that constitutes. I don't know. You know, they're from Maryland, okay? They're a Maryland-based company. So I really don't know much about it. All I know is that it's an alternative. A lot of lewd and adult game creators are using it, and I would like to try. You know, I'd like to try to maybe earn something. It's a different audience. There's not going to be a red pill crowd and a MGTOW crowd and all that kind of thing. And I know that not everybody that watches this stuff is here for that, and that's fine. That's not ever what I considered to be about. Maybe I started as that kind of channel, and I still lean into those themes. I can't deny that, but it's obvious that, you know, people watch for the adult games. They know what they're there for. They skip past the parts they don't want. They watch what they like. So that's kind of what I want to just lay down for you guys, because there's a lot of changes coming. And again, I still have a good little while before this bill gets, you know, goes fully into effect. All right? So we've got some time to plan. It is May. It goes into effect in August. So we've got about less than 3 months. That's not the ideal amount of time. I wish they would have waited till 2024, but they just had to get this fucking thing passed, because I don't know. Reasons. Looks good on the I don't know. I guess it looks good on the resume of the politician. I fucking don't. I don't know. I don't know why they do this shit. It's politics. It's all political games. They don't fucking care. And, you know, I talked to some older guys about this. And they're like, well, you know, maybe it'll all work out. Yeah, maybe it will. You know, I gotta do what I gotta do. There's a lot of things I don't want to do, but if I want to continue to do what I do, I have to maybe make some sacrifices. It's, you know, that's part of the job. You know, if you want to, what do they say? Hard work and sacrifice. I've not been making a lot of videos lately. Just been drained. It's gonna be maybe a little less because, you know, I've got a new boss and she wants to kill me, basically. And when I say that, you know, obviously I'm being sarcastic, but I'm talking about the fact that she's just working the hell out of me and I'm not used to this, and it's just been very frustrating, and there's a lot more anxiety in my life that wasn't there before. And it's just been rough. I don't think I'm gonna have a break like I did, you know, where I had that anxiety break, because there was a lot of reasons for that that had absolutely nothing to do with this situation. It had a lot to do with the fact that I was working at night. Again, you guys kind of know the situation where I was working at night and just had completely really destroyed my mind a little bit, because I wasn't sleeping right, and it was mainly due to the fact that I'm a night owl. And when I say night owl, I mean I like to kind of party at night. I work hard during the day, and then at night I like to, you know, have a good time and chill and relax. And it was just not the same. It was so bizarre. Like, I wasn't used to that. I couldn't, you know, when I was off, I'd stay up all night. And it was really awful because, you know, of course, my mother was up during the day and I had to sleep. And it was so bizarre because you couldn't really spend time with her. And it just, it was terrible. So I'm so glad that, you know, I don't have to deal with that. So I shouldn't have any kind of weird psychotic breaks anytime soon. And I do think I did suffer some sort of slight episode. Like, I don't think it was like a stroke. But some kind of mental trauma, definitely. And you can kind of maybe tell if you've seen some of my younger, earlier videos, you know, before that happened. It was kind of a little bit different. But I've worked through it, and I'm just trying to get by, basically, you know. I still get into my music. There's a lot of records I couldn't listen to back in 2021 because I wasn't feeling. There was so much anxiety, it was just so much stuff that I couldn't get into the music. I couldn't, you know, just enjoy things. And now I feel that I can. So that's a good thing. That's a great feeling, I think. But yeah, this announcement went on just a little bit too long. And I do kind of apologize. Maybe if I've run over, I think we did maybe 15 minutes. But yeah, basically, I am trying Fansly. I will kind of update you guys a little bit on it. No, I don't intend to make Fansly like my home, and a lot of the videos there will probably be videos we've already got, in other areas. Just, you know, slightly a bit more edited. So if you've already seen stuff on MGTOW.TV, you're probably good. But if you want to give me some money on Fansly and you like what I do and you think it's a good idea, just let me know. Because I was looking at it, you know, I was like, oh, this is so much like OnlyFans thought, and I just It's like, man, I don't want simps for me or whatever. But the subscriber thing, again, there's people on my Patreon and Subscribestar, and, you know, I have respect for them. I think what they're doing is awesome. I appreciate the extra money. But, you know, I need to hopefully see what these people on Fansly will do. And they might drive me fucking mad. I don't know. They might be like, why do you have to censor this? And I'll refer to the TOS. And I'll refer to the TOS again. And I said, you got a problem? Talk to the staff over there. So, I don't know. I might end up being good friends with the staff. They might end up just not catering to me at all because I don't have titties and I'm not a thought and I'm not cute. So, I don't know. It could be awful. It could be... It's a fucking gamble. Like everything. But what is that? Was it Muggsy Bogues? He says, I don't know. That you miss all the shots you don't take. I think that might have been what he said. I'm not sure if that was Muggsy Bogues or whatever one that TFM was talking about. He said something about you miss all the shots you don't take. There's one basketball player that said that. And that's what I'm going for. I'm like, you know what? This is a shot. And if I play by the rules, which means, you know, no water closet, basically, we might be okay. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time when I have either another announcement, rant, or you know how it goes. I'm out.